Members of the Council, ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Vice Chairman of the Northern District Council.
Good evening, members of the Council, members of the public.
First item on the agenda is Chairman's notices, which are appear on page 5 of your agenda and relate to sound recording of a meeting, proceedings in the event of a fire, health and safety regarding the different levels of flooring in the council chamber, and the fact that meetings of the in the council chamber are monitored and recorded by CCTV. Right, under item 2, require apologies for absence, please.
Apologies being received from Councillors Durham, Mrs. Elliott, and Councillor Shrimpton.
Any other apologies, please? Right. Now, unfortunately, you're going to have to give me a minute until I get...
Councillor Helm, Chair.
Thank you very much. Will you add Councillor Helm, please? This is the disadvantage. You have to get fired up first. Yeah, but I'm
raring to go.
We are fired up and raring to go. Yep. Council. Ordinary. What I've been playing about with this. Right. Right, the third item is to receive the minutes of the 8th of September. Which I will go through page by page for accuracy only, please, members. Page 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, on 16, sorry, on 17, minute 9, sorry, 492, about the middle of the paragraph, it states in response to the, just underneath that, it says, Councillor Bass then provided information regarding this article. I'm afraid I did not. I think it was Councillor Jewett went on to say that. But could we have that amended? Those comments which should not be attributed to me. Everyone accept that? Thank you. Page 18, 19, accept the report?
Yes.
Thank you very much. The next item is to go to the minutes of the 22nd of September. And now 25 to 32, again for accuracy only. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Agree the minutes?
Agree.
Thank you very much indeed. Item 5 is the declaration of interest, please. I think I have to read this out. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interests, or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And I have to remind members that should they are also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meetings. Members. Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I declare my declaration non-pecuniary that I'm a member of Essex County Council as well as Morden District Council Chairman. So any matter under discussion which relates to that, I declare.
Thank you very much. Any other declarations, please? No? Right. Okay. We move on to item 6, which is public questions. And I think we have a questioner, but I think we have two questions. Could you come, please, Mrs. Stemp, to the microphone? And you know the drill. although I have to remind you that you only have 2 minutes for the question and the answer. So,
oh my God.
Well, I won't enforce that this time.
Well, everybody can read, can't they? So I'll just ask the
question. We've accepted it already because, so okay. You go ahead, please.
Okay. Does the leader of the council share the chairman's view as expressed at the last full council meeting on the 8th of September that town councillors are expendable? And do you know to what extent this view is shared by your fellow councillors? I don't need to ask the others, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Go on then. Leader, please, can you respond?
I can.
Thank you for your question. I consider the remark by Councillor Peter Elliott that town councillors are expendable was a flippant one that was not meant to be taken seriously or to cause offence. Councillor Elliott has been a town councillor in Burnham himself for many years, and he knows the value of a good town or parish council to the residents that they represent, as do the majority of councillors in this chamber.
Thank you, Leader. Question two.
Am I not allowed to come back for that then?
No, just ask your second question, please.
This is so one-sided.
Well, I'm sorry. Ask the question, please. And you'll get an answer, but there's no debate. I'm sorry.
Why wasn't the chairman's comment recorded in the minute 492 when Councillor Beale's comment of council should be more careful about what is put in the report was? Both comments are in public interest and should be open and transparently recorded as such. So I'm asking again, why these minutes aren't accurate?
It depends on what you're looking for minutes for, because minutes are essentially an official record of decisions and, where appropriate, how those decisions are arrived at. The council's minutes are not verbatim. There's no basis for any associated content to be judged according to public interest. Individual members' comments are not normally recorded unless they're associated with a particular formality or they inform a decision, or indeed if the member asks for a particular comment to be noted.
Thank you for answering those questions. I'm very disappointed.
No comment. You've asked the questions and you've had your answers. Okay, item number 7, Chairman's announcements. And our first is to extend on your behalf a warm welcome to our interim finance director who is here tonight, Carmel Meeher. Thank you very much for coming tonight. The chief executive asked me to make mention particularly about a visit that she and the chairman went to on the 13th of October when they attended the AGM of Homestar Malden. Many of you will know that Homestar's vision is that every parent in the Malden district should have the support they need to give their children the best start in life. They support families who are finding it difficult to cope by providing trained volunteers who are parents themselves to visit families in their own homes. They offer free, confidential, non-judgmental, practical and emotional support, helping to build the family's confidence, strengthen their relationship with their children, and widen their links with the local community. During the AGM, thought-provoking and inspiring presentations were given by 4 individuals who have benefited from the service offered by Homestar. This demonstrated the value provided by the service, which is using volunteer resource to strengthen and support our community. During her presentation to the AGM, the chairman of the organisation, Anne Tomlins, expressed her gratitude to the council for the provision of the space within the building from which they operate. The next item is to remind members about the Armistice Day 2-minute silence on Friday the 11th of the 11th of 11. Chairman will be pleased if members could join him or me at the Hive Quay in Malden for him and the War Memorial and Burnham on Crouch for me. Be on the quay at Burnham Town Council offices by 10:50 a.m. The chairman and I, between us this period, have attended 18 different functions, and I'd just like to highlight perhaps 2 of the ones that I went to, namely the chairman of the County Council Civic Reception and also the High Sheriff's Justice Service, both of which I found very enjoyable and informative. And that concludes my notices, members. Right, now we have item 8, Chairman's questions in accordance with Procedure Rule 6.3, which notice will be given, and we have none, is that correct? Thank you. So we come on now to agenda item 9, where we recommend the deal with the recommendations of the various committees. And this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. So we go to agenda item 9, and the first one is a recommendation under 3, which is to deal with the Community Services Committee. And Councillor Pratt, will you present this, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Now, I need your guidance here. Do we actually need to read out the entire thing, or is it really pure recommendation?
If you could just explain it very briefly,
I think the report was explanatory.
Yeah.
Because of the directors and the senior management change, there are certain directors that have different responsibilities, and this really just tightens up those responsibilities to the correct director.
Thank you very much. Accept that recommendation, members? Everyone happy? Thank you. Right, the next one is in the hands of the Planning and Licensing Committee at 4. I think there's 2 for you, if not 3, Mrs. Chandler. Would you like to start, please, with minute 525? There's a recommendation there at 4.3.2, please. Page 34.
Thank you, Chairman. 525. I haven't got 525.
Sorry, 432 is the actual recommendation from your committee. Right. It relates to a minute 525.
Can I spoil that a minute? Mm. I think an addendum's come around, Chairman. I managed to get
something on this.
But maybe it's not related to this.
It doesn't relate to this particular one. No. I think it's the next one.
I think it's the next one. Yeah. Okay, yes, so I'll come back on that. This, Chairman, is about the ERP really, and projects that are coming forward, and it's come forward to Council, Chairman, just to, I think, underpin these. I have to say, at the meeting of the next P&L, I will be trying to address some changes to the minutes, because unfortunately they came to me a bit late, and I think their report relates to that. So I'm just asking to underpin these, but there are really projects contained within various aspects of the BOP and other bodies. But there's quite a debate on these at P&L, and that's really it, straightforward, Chairman.
Thank you. And you're putting the recommendation. I should perhaps ask for a seconder to that recommendation. All right. Everyone happy with that? Any? Councillor Savage.
Just to point out, Member Chairman, there is 2 amendments before us, and there is an amendment on 525.
No, not 525. 525 is the minute of the that this relates to. Can you give us the minute of this report you're talking to?
Right. It's here, and it's on page 3 of the addendum to item 9. And there are 2 addendums to item 9. The other one starts on page 5, which is a bit strange.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have that. Right. It's page 3 of the addendum. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, page 3 of the addendum, of my addendum, is agenda item 6, which we've dealt with. So, I've got the wrong one, is that right? Yeah, all right, agenda item 9, the addendum, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're now with you on page 3, is it?
Correct.
Okay, right, go ahead, please, and can you stand up and put your microphone on, please?
Well, I just checked there. The chairman of P&L said there wasn't an addendum item to this. Well, in actual fact, there is.
Yeah,
which is very confusing.
This is purely, I think, an update because those minutes have now been published. I think that's the reasoning. Is that correct, Councillor Chandler?
Chairman, I don't think I said there wasn't an addendum. I thought there was. I went to Councillor Pratt because I couldn't find it here.
Yeah.
Then I thought I was mistaken.
Yeah.
And it was like, but yes, there was an addendum. And what I wanted to point out and where I said it was, because I'd read somewhere that paragraph about the minutes. At the time the report was published, the minutes of this committee were awaiting finalisation of publication. I think that points to me, but I'd just like to say the minutes came to me late, Chairman.
Yeah, that's great. But this is purely a housekeeping exercise because it's creating the fact that the minutes are now published. Is everyone happy with that one? Right, thank you, Mrs. Channer. Can you go on then to, on page 34, 4.4, which I think is under you as well, more than community service and community hospital project. It's just a minor.
Thank you, Chairman. I have to admit I'm a little bit confused by this, because something came out late today stating there was an addendum, I think, involving the Community Services Committee on this and the recommendation. So I just had time quickly to have a bit of backflip, and I'm very concerned, but it appears when it went to finance, this is now going to finance, but not the same report, it appears. What we went to finance was actually seeking what appeared to be a supplementary estimate for £10,000. But the report to finance stated that it had been agreed at council on the 8th of September that council would agree. There's the exact recommendation that you're now seeing on the order paper tonight. Community services considered on the 31st of August, PNL considered on the 15th of September, and on the 8th of September it was being said that it had all been agreed, but tonight you see before you two conclusions. If you look at the minutes that have just been agreed about council, you'll see where a question was asked and that the recommendation should say, in fact it's on page, or find it in a minute, excuse me Chairman, because I've marked it, you'll see on page 12 of the council minutes, 487, recommendations of committees for decision by council. On the second paragraph down, a question was raised regarding the Community Services Committee on 30th of August, which it was agreed that the Finance and Corporate Services Committee be recommended that the Council should seek to identify potential monies to fund an investigation in a business case for a new hospital in London. The Chairman of the Committee confirmed the recommendation, and he was awaiting confirmation this matter would be considered at the next Finance and Corporate Services Committee. But PNL, when we sat on the 15th of September, were advised that the recommendation was exactly that which you see before you tonight from PNL, and exactly that which is actually coming from the Community Services Committee tonight, which actually was the recommendation, I understand, was agreed by the Community Services Committee on the 31st of August. So I'm just a little bit concerned, Chairman, if I should be moving this or not, because it appears someone's been agreed by Council, which appears to relate to finance and services, but I can't find that recommendation, and if it doesn't tie up with the recommendation that we were advised came from Community Services as a result of their meeting at the end of August, which we duly agreed with, but then a report went to finance saying it had all been agreed at Council on the 8th of September. So I'm not sure if I'm ultra-virus, Chairman.
No, I'm sure you're not, Councillor Mr. Channer. My understanding of this is that this is effectively a sort of tidying up exercise, because the Council agreed to at a previous meeting it agreed to for the preparation of this business case, but the money wasn't there, so it had to go to finance to get the approval for the cost, and this is coming back to council to confirm both the recommendation and the fact that the finance have now put the money in hand. That was my explanation, and unfortunately Councillor Harkey, you're agreeing. I think that is what this is, nothing more than that, Mr. Channer. It's just a tidying up exercise, confirming that we're going to do the exercise, and now finance have agreed the money. Yeah. Okay?
Right, okay, Chairman. Well, just the point I'm making is about the money to make sure that was a wreck, because it doesn't tie up with what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be too pedantic about this. We can move this and agree it, because I can't see this was the rec that was agreed at council previously.
Okay, well, this is the recommendation that we have in front of us. Councillor Harker, you're nodding. Will you second that?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with what you said.
Okay. Will you accept this recommendation then? It's proposed and seconded. Everyone happy? Surely good. Thank you, and I'm sorry about the confusion, Councillor. Mr. Channer, you're right to raise it. Right. Now we come on to 4.5 on page 35. Which is the review of the delegation arrangements, and there are a number of recommendations, and for assistance, the changes to what's happened and what's been changed are I always want to say train tracked. It's not train tracked, is it? It's something else. Track changed. So, Mrs. Channer, again, can you just clear this up, please?
Well, Chair, I hope it's hopefully it's straightforward.
Yeah.
Really, this is seeking to make some minor changes to delegation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm sure that Council appreciate that we are watched and how fast you determine things, both in terms of appeals and determination of committees. And this is really just seeking to tidy up some issues in terms of minor matters that really perhaps could be done under delegated rather than going to the committee. There's a slight alteration to the parish trigger, mm-hmm. which will only mean that there's only one element of the parish trigger removed. There's also a slight change in terms of those matters under paragraph 3, and it makes it quite clear it will stand as such, but there will be, except where the principle of development has already been approved to an extent planning permission, so that would remain with the committee. And the other one is shown just regarding that we're keeping the built areas included, but it's where this issue where the sanitarium is 1 hectare or more, that no longer would be going to a committee, that would be a case for a delegation area. The other one, Chair, is right at the bottom, I think, which should be going quite clear. Sometimes we have these applications coming back where the committee is refused. It will you'll see what's been added is it will come back where an application has been submitted, fully refused by an area committee, contrary to the officer's recommendation. So I hope, by doing it this way, indicating what was existing wording, what the track changes are, members can see quite clearly the minimal alteration. And what I would like to underpin is this does not remove the rights of members for the call-in.
Yeah.
And officers are aware, and we've had this conversation, that should they see a rise in the member call-in as a result of this, that's not to become an issue either, Chairman. But this is really just to make things in the determination process and keep those things out of the committee that could ordinarily perhaps be determined under delegated matters.
Thank you very much. Can I have a seconder to that before we debate it? Are you seconding it, Councillor Hart? Thank you very much. Councillor Savage, you've got your hand up.
Thank you, Chairman. Again, there is an addendum to this on page 6. Can I have an assurance that this, should it get passed at the vote, an amendment to the parish trigger is not brought into effect until on page 6 of the addendum that this booklet is issued and a training given, as it says in the addendum?
I think that was the general idea, Mrs. Channer, was it not?
I haven't read the addendum, actually, Chairman, to be honest.
Well, we seem to have had so many. Can you identify the paragraph, Councillor Savage, please, on page 6? Paragraph,
please. Just try it real quick. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's in the middle of the paragraph, on page 6,
yeah.
Addendum 9.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure the Director of Planning said the parish trigger will be held up. Yes, I've just read that very quickly. I think Councillor Savage's point is the parish changing the parish trigger won't come into event until this booklet's gone out. That was not my understanding.
Yeah.
I think the amendments will be made to the booklet going to the parishes,
that's
but I don't think the Director of Planning indicated that the change in the parish trigger would occur until this booklet had gone out. I can't remember that being the case.
No.
Well, I'm happy to check the recording.
Councillor Boyce.
Thank you, Chairman. Can the Chairman advise me, and I'm not really expecting an answer today because it would be most unfair of her, but at the bottom of that 452 little 1, it says parish councils that don't submit on the correct pro forma template not be taken into consideration. Can she tell me how many parish councils are putting the incorrect templates in? Because I have reasons that for one of my villages, Orthorne, several times where they would have thought a parish trigger would have applied, But the applicants have been advised that the parish council have put in the wrong template. So if the chairman can at some stage in the future advise me how many, if there are any parish councils that are still sending in the wrong templates.
Well, you're able, Mrs. Channing.
Well, obviously we've got those exact numbers, Chairman, but I'm happy to find that out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know this was a matter that was raised at PISP about when we actually altered the template, sorry, we came up with the template, and then the template has also subsequently been altered to try and make it easier for the parishes. And it was meant to be a tool, actually, to assist the parishes, not to be something instructive, but to help them, because sometimes the letters were getting quite wrong, and also it helps them hone in on the salient features of which they're trying to make their objection or approval on, and the more material matters. And it's also making it easier then for the planning officers, if there is that consistent approach, to pick that out. It's also much easier for people going to a file, if they wish to see what the parish council's comments are, they can see when that template's filled in exactly where it is, unless, instead of reading perhaps through, I don't mean this in any way derogatory to parishes, sometimes they're quite extensive letters, and it's not easy for someone who may want to pick up what the parish has really sort of meant, because sometimes it is non-material matters that form that content. So I'm happy to find out from Councillor Boyce exactly how many are and how many aren't, but I, of course, tonight have not got that figure in my head.
Of course. I think we should point out also that this practice has been in practice for some period, so it's not really relevant to this particular recommendation that's coming forward from the committee. Councillor Miss White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to follow on from paragraph 4, do we actually have any date of when we're going to get these booklets? I've been waiting for more than a year. Now, I know that some of my parishes have been getting several years. I've been polite saying a year. And some of the parishes have been very upset over it, and I don't know when they're going to be getting it.
Yeah, we haven't the date, and unfortunately, the Director of Planning has had to be called away on an urgent matter tonight. I'm sure he would have been able to answer you, but we will ask him to answer the question to you privately. Anybody else on that? Can we put this recommendation, please? Councillor Harker, sorry.
Yes, Chairman, sorry. Page 36, well, you've got some paragraphs numbered 30 and 31. It, on the fifth line of each one, it says, subject to his consulting. That seems to assume that there'll always be a male director of plan. So surely that should say him, her,
yes,
title of the post.
Yeah, I'm sure that can be, not necessary amendments can be made. Can someone make a note of that, please? Good point, thank you. Right, can we put this recommendation, please? Thank you very much. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's you're off the hook now, Mrs. Channer. Now it's Finance and Corporate Services. Councillor Sismi, would you please present this? Not too briefly.
Well, I'm really briefly, Chairman, because I thought the object of this new regime, if you like, was that it was supposed to be more efficient than going through the old minutes page by page.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually taken the Council probably more time rather than less to expedite this business. And so as I understood what the arrangements we were moving to was one where actually members would be able to read the recommendations themselves, just as they did before when we went through the minutes. And if there were any questions or concerns, then those would be raised. And given that that is what I think we ought to be doing across all of these recommendations, that's what I propose to do in relation to the finance ones.
Well, is there a seconder to all the finance ones? Thank you very much. Is everyone agreed?
Yeah.
All right. That deals with that. Item 6 on page 38, Community Services Committee. Councillor Pratt, please, will you put this one, South Essex Partnership?
This is about South Essex Parking Partnership. I believe it has been running very well. The recommendation is that we extend it by another 4 years, and I hope the Council can support me on that, Chairman.
Seconder?
Agreed.
Everyone happy?
Agreed.
Yes, thank you very much. Right, now we have to go back to the main agenda, because that was 9, was it not? And we come... we now come to the basic reports, and agenda item 10 is committee membership. Leader, please. Page 137.
Yeah. Thank you. How
Thank you, Chairman. I do have a tiny amendment to make to the report in front of you. This whole situation is a housekeeping issue, really. Yeah. When we deal with substitutions, of course, we now do have some daytime meetings. So there's absolutely no value in having a cut-off time of 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the meeting started at 3. So what we figured would work is that we had a cut-off time a number of hours before the start of the meeting, and whilst this says 3 hours here, I would like to suggest that we make it 4. And the reason we should make it 4 is for the meetings that start at 7:30, 3 hours before would mean that we had them at 4:30, and quite often the office isn't manned after 4 o'clock. So if we could act, and so it would be too late to get a substitute. So I would like this recommendation to go through as stands, other than it should be 4 hours before the start of the meeting rather than 3 hours.
Okay. Will someone second that? Councillor Boyce, you got your hand up for a question.
A question.
Yes, go ahead, please.
At the moment, as far as I'm aware, the only daytime meeting, I think, is audit, which meets at 3 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon. But where would this four-hour rule leave us if the meeting was scheduled for 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning?
In our pyjamas.
I think we could get over that. Councillor...
I think for working hours, Chairman, might solve this problem, particularly if this committee was to meet at 8.
Thank you very much for that suggestion, Councillor Fluker. Right, members, have I got a seconder to this proposal with 4 working hours added to it? Several seconders. All those in favour, please show. That's carried. Thank you very much. Right, and then the next one is... item 11, appointment of representatives on the coastal community teams. Leader, please.
Thank you. Again, this is almost a piece of housekeeping, lovingly known as the Tale of Two Rivers. We have two different coastal teams operating with slightly different memberships, and this simply allows both rivers teams to be handled in the same way. I don't know whether Councillor Mrs. Chairman has anything to add to it, but it is a housekeeping issue.
Seconder, please. Seconded several places. All those in agreement with that? Thank you very much indeed. Oh, I'm sorry, Councillor Beale. I thought you were voting in favour of the proposal. Can you switch your microphone on if you wouldn't mind? Thank you.
You'll find that on the minutes, or the minutes you just agreed, where it says 3, summary of key events, I think that where it says 3.1, would you agree it says the council row, the planning, should be 3, the planning? 3.1.
Yes, spelling mistake.
Yes, but we need to put things right.
Thank you very much, Councillor Beale. I'm sure someone's made a note of that. Okay, everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Agreed. All right, I think there's one more, am I right? 12. Right, 12, forward planning arrangements, leader again. Just a bit of tidying up needed to this one slightly.
The forward planning arrangements was something that we felt was important now that we've got the new structure, so that we can actually have a way of having better communication when we've got cross-cutting issues. Part of the problem with the report is that it only mentions chairman and the intention of this forward planning meeting was that it refers to the chairman of the community services, finance and corporate services and planning and licensing committees, or their deputies only, that there would be no need, because it's not quite operational in the same way, to have audit standards and overview and scrutiny. So it's the 3 main programme committees, please.
Yeah. Councillor Boyce.
Chairman, could the leader explain to me, apart from the increased
increasing of membership, how this actually differs from the much maligned and now defunct MOL.
This is just so that we can all get together and forward plan, where MOL dealt with all sorts of different issues that weren't necessarily about forward planning. MOL had very specific functions to deal with other issues that were arising in the council, and with us not being a cabinet system, many members felt as though they were quite disenfranchised from the decision. There was no decision making, but from the formulation of ideas because of it. Make sure that effectively all three areas of Washington have their ducks in a row.
It won't be
decision making.
No decision making, fair enough. This has been put by the leader, and I think Councillor Sisman seconded it. All those in favour, please show. Thank you very much indeed. Right, now we have to return to the main agenda again. You're worrying about the papers, it's me worrying trying to do this.
I know. More papers
now.
Where are we up to now? 13?
Yeah, now we've got 13 now. This is your favourite. Right, item 13, members' questions to the leader. Any? Oh, Councillor Boyce, you're in quick.
Chairman, would the leader agree with me that the council and its business is a very serious business? However, as has been demonstrated in different parts this evening, a bit of amusement and fun does help relieve without distracting from the business of the council.
I would absolutely agree with that. There are times, particularly within this authority, that we all like to have a smile, and occasionally those circumstances happen in this chamber. Thank you. It shouldn't detract from business, nevertheless.
Councillor Fluker.
Thank you, Chair. Can I start by paying tribute to the enormous hard work that the parish council
does?
It's a long question, but I'm getting there. The enormous hard work the parish and town councillors do. They are volunteers. Leader, would you join me in congratulating Cavendish Fleur and Magnot Site UK and the police authority for installing the automatic number plate recognition cameras in Ratchingdon? This project has been going for 3 years. The police force had the money for 3 years. I've been canvassing them hard to do it. It's been done. I think they should be congratulating for delivering something which should make that side of the Dengie much more safer. Thank you,
Councillor.
Yeah.
Good, positive.
I'm very pleased that that has now been installed. I do know that you have campaigned for this to be installed and that the money has been there for some time, and I hope that this goes some way to the Dengie understanding that it's not being left behind in policing.
Councillor Mrs. Acevedo.
Thank you, Chairman. Does the leader have a solution to the lack of response from members regarding the nominations for business awards, Morden District Council awards? As yet, the officer Heidi Turnbull has only received 2 responses to the nominations, and the work that's been put in by both that officer and Councillor Elliott, I believe, deserves a response. This project is not only good for local business owners, but the publicity that it would receive is clearly also good for our council, to heighten the profile of businesses, and of course we want that in our district. The officer has now printed off the nomination forms and they're in members' pigeonholes. The last day for the nominations is supposed to have been tomorrow, however she has now agreed to let the date go a little further on. So whether or not you have somebody or whether or not you don't, I would like, please, through you, to ask members to respond to Heidi. Thank you.
From my point of view, one of the problems is the form is very long. The whole scheme with all due respect to the chairman and to Ms. Turnbull, has never really been properly explained to members, and I don't think that members ever expected to be the nominators of the candidates going forward. I think it's been a really good initiative, but the communication element of it could have been better. And if that being the case, I wonder whether or not we will learn from this mistake in future.
Councillor Hurd. I haven't forgotten your councillor voice, but you've had one go.
It was a flippant remark.
Oh, well, we'll have that in a minute.
Thank you, Chairman. I have, in fact, put two nominations in myself. Can the leader confirm that there are more than my two then?
I can't confirm anything because I haven't actually been kept in the loop. I haven't been communicated with on this scheme to any great extent at all, I'm afraid.
Councillor Boyce, let's hear your flipping remark now. You did indicate.
In relation to Councillor Filker's question, does that mean that I've got to have tax and insurance on my car now?
As has everyone else in the Denji. Thank you very much.
Councillor
Acevedo, I will allow you to come back.
Thank you, Chairman. I do have an answer to Councillor Hurd's question. Yes, as yet, they have only received nominations from yourself, from Councillor Dobson, and from myself.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Savage.
Would the leader agree with me that it is about time that a date was set for the Transformation Board to meet?
I don't think we can discuss that because we discussed that at a previous meeting. No, there are rules about it. But I'll allow it this once, Councillor Savage, as long as you sit down and let the leader answer, please.
Okay.
Just so, somebody, please.
I think there have been an awful lot of meetings recently that officers have been trying to fit in. I would like to see the Transformation Board meet as soon as can be arranged. I don't know how soon that is.
Councillor Bamford.
Mr. Chairman, I've just looked at this entry form for the business award and I think there's far too much detail. Perhaps the leader could look at it and go back to, if it's Heidi Turnbull, is it was doing, and ask her to look at it. And I think a lot of this information really isn't necessary. And I think businesses might be frightened.
I think members were, to be fair, because I think they're almost asking you to tell them all about their business and what their plans are for the future. If you just know something about a firm that's doing a good service, you don't know necessarily all their ins and outs. They almost want a set of accounts from you. Right, another question on a different subject, please. Councillor Beale, sorry. That's because you've asked one already. Once people have asked one question, I tend to sort of forget their names, but please go ahead.
I haven't asked a question on this subject.
I should look at
it. Mr. Chairman, we are involved with the staffing levels in respect of interviews, and what I understand is everybody does, that in fact the members are only involved in the higher echelon play posts. Would the leader agree with me that it would be a good idea to keep us informed on a regular basis of what vacancies we've still got and when they're likely to be filled? Because we've had so many vacancies in planning, there are rumours about we're likely to have somebody, we're not. I think we should have an official communique on a regular basis about what the state is.
Thank you, leader.
I don't know what the arrangements are for
communicating the number of vacancies to members. We have asked that vacancies are flagged up to us more often than they have been in the past. But as this is an operational issue, it's not something, other than the senior members of staff, it's not something that I feel I can answer on behalf of the Chief Executive. But I will put your proposal that we get a short, sharp bulletin, perhaps immediately before full council each time, so that we get within each council cycle a notice of vacancies and vacancies to be filled, but they are only a snapshot in time because some come in and roll on. Thank you.
If I may, members, I have recently asked the Chief Executive if we could have a reprint of the coloured organisation chart for the various directorships on 3 pages, which I found incredibly helpful, but is a year old now and not much use with all the changes. Councillor, Mr. Channer, did you have your hand up?
Well, Chairman, is there to do...
So long ago, you've forgotten, I'm sorry.
No, I had at the moment, it's gone probably, Chairman. Isn't that a line in a film? It was to do actually with the business awards and we were asked to be nominated, but it's just a point of information. I was going to tack in the way of a question.
Right.
Perhaps if members do want to nominate, then perhaps I would, through the leader, suggest they do contact Heidi Turner, because I myself have several nominations. And I express my concern to a degree to Heidi Turnbull. She said she was sure that an officer, if you needed to complete that whole lot, could. But because obviously we've got information about businesses, but not quite to the degree that we might be sought to fill in the application.
Right. Thank you very much for that point of information. Any other questions, members, please? No? Right. Thank you very much indeed for that. And thank you, leader, for answering. I've now lost everything. Well, not quite. Well, we'll revert to the... See, that's the server's gone down. It's not my fault. The next item is... Is everyone else working now? Because mine just completely did a... What's it?
Yeah, mine says you open 12 to 16, but
never mind. No, okay. I'm back on it now. Right, item 14 is business... For special circumstances considered by me to be urgent, there are none. And then we go to item 15, which I will have to read out, to resolve that under section 100A(4) of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business on the grounds that it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 2 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test. Will someone propose, please? Thank you. Councillor Pratt, seconded Councillor Thompson. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Thank you very much, members of the public.
Can I say,
no, 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 no.
Not to the extent of people. It's rude.
And when I stand, you stop talking. Dear idea. We won't till she doesn't answer anymore. Right. Well, we've had a seconder and a proposal. We'll just get the equipment turned off and then we'll deal with this item.